You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has announced an initiative that will enable universities and TAFE colleges to offer discounts on short courses starting next month. The aim is to fill skill shortages to assist the nation's economy once the coronavirus pandemic is over. The cost of some courses will be cut by 74% for online courses that go for 6 months. They will be in areas deemed of national priority, including nursing, teaching, information technology, counselling and science. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the scheme is a chance for people whose employment has been disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic to change careers.
What we want to do is provide an opportunity for all those people who have had their lives turned upside down by the coronavirus to reskill or to look at different career options, to enable people, rather than binging on Netflix, to be able to binge on studying.
Universities Australia, the peak lobby group for the sector, welcomed the government's package. CEO Catriona Jackson says while the measures were an important first step, it alone is not enough to stop the economic losses to the sector, especially when it comes to international students.
For us, it's a double hit. It's the having to move all of our domestic students online and international students online, but also the fact that international students simply can't get here. International students contribute $39 billion a year, each and every year, through higher ed into our economy. That's 2.2% of GDP. We've estimated that there will be a revenue hit on universities of between $3 and $4.6 billion. That translates into an awful lot of jobs on campuses. So we'll be doing everything we can to try and reduce the number of job losses, but it's very difficult to get around the fact that there is revenue that simply will not be there.
The government would also guarantee funding for universities at current levels, even if there is a fall in domestic student numbers. Tertiary and international education providers will also get regulatory fee relief so they can better support domestic and international students, as well as provide exemptions from loan fees under Fee Help and VET student loans. But the National Tertiary Education Union says not including more measures to help international students was shameful. Green Senator Maureen Faruqi is also concerned the government's messaging will alienate hundreds of thousands of international students.
We know, for instance, that international students have not got a single cent of support from this government. They have been left high and dry, and universities have been forced to become food banks by this government that refuses to give desperate international students any form of income support.
International students in Australia say they're facing much economic uncertainty, with many now unemployed and ineligible for the federal government's $130 billion JobKeeper scheme. In response to the economic fallout from COVID-19, the federal government has permitted temporary visa holders to access their superannuation and has also extended the number of hours international students can work per fortnight. Ms. Faruqi says the government also needs to think about the long-term impact of not supporting international students will have on the sector.
A failure to support our international students also alienates and marginalises hundreds of thousands of students we have welcomed here. And I wouldn't be surprised if students were hesitant to come back to Australia given the treatment that is being meted out to them.
Earlier this week, the Council of International Students Australia called for embassies, consulate generals and high commissions to provide welfare packages specifically targeted to international students. The council says many international students had lost their jobs and were now living on savings, which were running out fast. International student Varun Kali is from India. He says his future remains uncertain since leaving his job.
It's a really bad situation right now. As in few weeks my rent is due. Also some of the bills will be also stacking up in some days. So it's really hard for me to pay them as I have to literally borrow money from the people who are like who are like friends, even back in India where my parents are, they are ready to send me money. But the thing is that due to the situation over there as well, the banks have been in lockdown.
Despite his situation, Mr. Carley has missed out on financial hardship payments from Swinburne University. He says the National Union of Students and the university has tried its best to assist international students, but there is only so much they can do with only limited emergency funds available.
They did increase it for some time, but still the number of people like applying for it are much more than the number itself. So even I applied for that and it got rejected.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government has no plans to change the rules announced as part of its JobKeeper package. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.